VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. George H.W. Bush has been getting a final farewell on Thursday before being buried. Associated Press Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
More than 11,000 people visited the former president's casket at the Houston church where his family worshipped, some waiting hours overnight. Today's funeral at St. Martin's Episcopal Church follows yesterday's state funeral here in Washington. The casket will travel from suburban Houston to College Station aboard the first presidential funeral train in nearly 50 years. George H.W. Bush will be buried alongside his wife and young daughter at his library.
The U.S. military said Thursday one Marine was killed, five others missing, after two Marine Corps aircraft collided in midair early Thursday morning off the Japanese coast and crashed into the Pacific Ocean. The Marine Corps said the dead person was one of two crew members who were recovered after the collision and that rescue operations continued for those who were still missing. The accident happened about 320 kilometers off Japan's southwestern coast during a routine refueling training mission. The U.S. and its allies flew a military aircraft over Ukraine Thursday in a show of support after Russia attacked Ukrainian naval vessels in the Black Sea last month. A Pentagon spokesman told VOA that a U.S. Air Force C-135 observation plane flew over Ukraine with U.S., Canadian, German, French, British, Romanian, and Ukrainian observers aboard. Russia has justified the November attack and seizure by claiming that the Ukrainian ships had illegally entered its territorial waters. The U.S. military flight on Thursday took place after the U.S. Navy sailed a ship, prepared to sail a ship,